Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. Hello, my name is Demetrius. This is Jason.
Hey, everyone.
And you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. Thank you for coming back, everybody. Jason, we have a guest joining us today. She is the CEO of a company called 9.Arts. It's a very interesting business structure or kind of business in general. So I won't jump into it because I'm going to butcher it if I try to describe it. So I will throw it to her. So please help me welcome the CEO of 9.Arts, Martha Weidman. Martha, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Demetrius and Jason. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. So we had a brief chat before we got on this call today. So I have a little bit of an understanding of what you do with 9.Arts, but can you give our listeners and Jason a little insight into 9.Arts?
Of course. So 9.Arts is a consulting and curating company, and we work with real estate developers from multifamily housing to hospitality, healthcare, and even large-scale master plan developments to help them bring art experiences to their projects.
So you curate all the artists, and you basically have a database, for lack of a better word, of artists, and you basically pull and connect them with people that are working on new buildings and communities and projects like that, right?
Correct. So the artists that we work with are all over the world, and our projects are based in 35 states and 4 different countries. So anytime we're beginning a project, we go through a visioning stage, a visioning session. And from that visioning session, we're able to define the brand narrative, the project vision, and we work to align the project vision with artists and artworks that are going to enhance the experience of the project and at the end of the day, bring value to the asset that's being built.
So you're sitting down to do that vision with the building owner or the designer or both?
So typically it's everyone in the same room together. Contractually, we're hired by the developer and we are working hand in glove with the architecture and design team. It's really important that we're collaborative from an early stage because the work that we're installing can be landmark scale, meaning, you know, 5 to 6 stories high. And in those instances, a simple mural is something that doesn't really affect the building too much architecturally or structurally. But some of our installations are 3 or 4 stories high and they're sculptural. So, you know, we're talking about getting involved in, you know, at 60% SD so that we're understanding traffic patterns, flow throughout the space, and especially before construction documents are finalized because we're integrating structural installations, we're looking at the RCPs, getting all the electrical in place to make sure that the artwork is lit properly. And of course, some of our installations, the more immersive ones, light up themselves. So, you know, we have to wire at times. We've, you know, had to gas pipe in for installations that included fire. We've had to have water lines for things that included water. So the whole gamut is really within our scope and wheelhouse as long as it has to do with art.
These projects are super cool, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Like, super cool.
What are you looking at right now?
I mean, I'm just kind of scrolling through a little bit of what you guys have. I mean, your Denver Theater District.
Oh, yeah. Are you looking at
Dairy Block Alley? Super cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, just and then I'd seen some of the size and scope. Well, one of the pictures I saw is them obviously craning in what looks like a stone piece, which is only, I'm assuming, a small part of the entire sculpture. But I mean, it's highly impactful. Very cool.
So we're not talking about the picture of the kitten, the hanging there kitty picture being hung on the wall. This is like
real
art. We have a word for those. We call them successories.
I think that was a company at one point, actually.
Yeah.
It was like motivational, exactly. Wasn't it? Yeah. How funny.
That's very funny. So what tends to be sort of the sticking point or complicated part of what you do as a company?
Well, the most important part of what we do is that early stage visioning. And getting involved at that starting point is so critical to developing that brand experience that will come to life through the entire, you know, scope of the project. So for example, at the Dairy Block, the early stage vision included the story of the maker. And so throughout that space, you're working with local artists, local craftsmen, and that iconic hand image that you see when you walk into the Maven Hotel is there to represent, you know, obviously an open, welcoming hand. It's also upcycled material, upcycled wood pieces, and that upcycled wood is showing the creativity of your thought process, of the artist's thought process. And then finally, it's the image of the hand itself is representing craftsmanship and the hand of the maker, right? It's a handmade object. So that story that was conceived, you know, 3 to 4 years prior to the opening of the project led to that particular commission being fabricated by a local artist, Andrew Tirado, who is a professor of woodworking sculptor from UCCS that we paired for the project.
Yeah. And then you talked a little bit about sort of, you know, coordinating with the design and what that art can bring. Can you talk a little bit more in detail about how you have seen the art impact a space? You mentioned sort of the healthcare spaces, offices are, I'm sure, a big place to introduce this art. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, so in terms of the impact on a space, I mean, art can increase asset valuation. It can lead to faster lease up cycles. You know, there are a multitude of ways to measure. We actually put together a study called State of the Art, where we surveyed 500 people from the commercial real estate industry, including architects, designers, developers, CEOs, executives who were trying to attract people to their office buildings and their sites. And through that survey, 2/3 of the people responded that they are certain that art adds enough value to pay for itself. And they've noted that art has a critical role in making of memorable places. And that's what I think is really critical. You know, the building is going to provide a certain amount of experiential elements. And then the art is there to just add that extra, right? Add that extra layer for someone who's going to, it's going to stick in their mind. They're going to tell their friends, they're going to bring people back. And it's going to become this like stickiness of an attractive place that people want to be a part of.
I think that memorable is the biggest piece, right? So, I mean, when you look at any kind, you know, do you even just residential projects and stuff like that, when you're doing a model home and those types of things, which is a little bit tighter to what we do, right? It's always about what somebody going to walk away from in that home remembering. Is it the kitchen? Is it the master? Is it, you know, whatever those types of things are. But then when you do it on a project scale, you know what I mean? It's like, man, that was so cool. You know, I remember what that was like, seeing that hand piece that you're mentioning here on the website. Like, I would totally see that hanging and just be like, holy, you know what I mean? Like, you would just stick.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you would get that attractiveness back, right? Because that's what people remember in their mind when they have to go do whatever. I mean, it's super cool.
When you're working on a neighborhood scale, you know, in a residential neighborhood, a lot of times we're thinking about planning out art as an experience of arrival. So when you arrive in a neighborhood, how do you know that you're there? And landmark installations can help with that. You asked Demetrius, what are some of the more complex or challenging installations that we've done? One was in the center of a roundabout. And again, this is why early stage involvement is so important. In that early stage, we found through working with the landscape architecture and the urban planning team, there was a water main right underneath the location for a 30-foot sculpture. And so we had a caisson that was planned to go down and would have gone right through that water main. So that was a really difficult situation because we had to structurally re-engineer to accommodate the wind load by basically diffusing the pour pad for that so that we didn't go straight down and through the water main.
As a business, are you guys doing a lot of that coordination, or is it the artists or both?
So we coordinate on the project level. So you would think of us like we're like your design build team for artwork. And then we coordinate through the artists. So we might have multiple artists on one project, for example. We could have as many as 1,300 art locations, or, you know, 5, 6, or 7 massive scale sculptures. And our role is to take on, you know, we take on that risk and that responsibility for the developer to put together the plans and get stamped drawings, oversee the fabrication, the installation. And not only are we taking it through that stage, which is very technical, but we also will go through the engagement stage, which involves marketing and PR, telling the story about the artists who are involved.
How did this concept come to mind for you? Like, I don't know if this is the normal way that you see. I mean, what is it in Chicago or wherever we have like the bowl, you know, out front, you know, those types of things. Is it a big company that usually brings together a lot of different artists like this? Is it a little bit newer concept with which you guys are doing this? Like, if you don't mind giving a little bit of that layout.
So the lay of the land in our space is most of the people who are like us, art consultants, are 1 or 2 person shops. So across America, you'll see a very fragmented industry, and it's based on sole proprietorships.
Gotcha.
And there are a lot of very, very good people doing this type of work. The difference between Nine Dot Arts and the sole proprietorship groups is scale. So we have 15 people here. We'll be close to 20 in the next 18 months. And that enables us to work on multiple massive scale projects at the same time. It actually takes a great amount of work to be able to put together a $1 million art collection and handle those massive scale landmark installations and the smaller, you know, more approachable works, and being able to handle the spectrum of that is a very refined skill that, you know, we've spent 15 years developing a staff who can do it. So it's been an exciting niche to be a part of. The next larger companies that you see in our field are, you know, 50 people, 60, 70 people. And that next level is posters and reproductions. So they're print shops. That's or print houses. Sure. And that's a completely different model. Sure. Than our model, which is working with living, working artists and, you know, and paying them for their work, as opposed to paying like a small one-time fee and then reproducing it 1,000 times.
Very cool.
How does the pairing process work with artists? Does the designer or developer have get to choose, or is that just based on the conversation that you have and then you guys pick?
So we provide options, but one of the reasons that you're hiring us is to put together a portfolio of things that fit the narrative you're looking for, fit the narrative, the budget, and the approach. So we will show the architecture, design, and development team typically a multiplier of 3 to 5 more artists than are needed for the location. So if it's one location, you might see 3 to 5 options. We can go deeper if you like, but the thing to remember is that our team, we have researchers on staff finding the next wave of emerging talent in art in almost every city in the US. So one of the things that we bring to the table is a highly researched and structured approach. I can tell you, you know, one of the things that most people enjoy us taking off of their plate is going through all of the entries and going through all of the submissions. If you've ever been a part of a public art process or a public art call for entry, everyone who's on the jury has to go through all of the submissions. And, you know, by the time you've seen image 1700,
they all look the same.
You're kind of toast, you know? So a lot of times people hire us for our ability to streamline the effort.
That's awesome. I didn't get to ask the question. I don't know if it was explained. What's in the name? 9-Dot. It's very unique.
Yeah. The name 9-Dot Arts comes from the 9-Dot Brain Teaser Puzzle. The 9-Dot Brain Teaser Puzzle is 9 dots. Imagine them in a grid. The only way to solve the puzzle is to connect all 9 of the dots with 4 straight lines without picking your pen up off of the paper. And the only way to solve the 9-dot puzzle is to think outside the box.
Oh,
and that's a good summary of our approach.
Yeah, great. I love that. Very cool.
So you mentioned that you guys are scoping out talent in every state pretty much. Are you guys servicing all states, all locations?
Yeah, so our portfolio includes projects in 35 different states and 4 different countries. And then the artists we work with, the countries are, it's more like 15, 16. I always like to talk about it though from where our clients are based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I imagine some of our listeners that are on the development side probably would want to reach out to you. What would be the best way? Website, social media?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch is through our Let's Talk email address. So that's letstalk@9dotarts.com. So letstalk@9dotarts.com, all spelled out.
And then do you guys have social media that people can check out?
Yeah, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. LinkedIn actually is a great spot too. We just posted a story the other day of, it's a 10-minute review of how art can add value to your real estate. So I'd highly encourage you to check that out. And that's on our LinkedIn page at 9-Dot Arts. Again, all spelled out, NINEDOTARTS.
Cool.
I just followed it. 9-Dot Arts, not 9-Dot Design. There's 2 different ones.
9-Dot Arts. Yep.
Cool.
And can I make another a pitch too?
Yeah.
Since you guys are on the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
So our business is growing the fastest right now in the West Coast. It's about 60-70% of our pipeline.
Wow.
And about 30% of the one business this year and the largest portion of our future pipeline. So
wow.
We are hiring talent we're looking for people who actually are in the architecture, design, and construction field and even in real estate development. So if you have an appreciation for art, but a training in architecture, design, real estate, construction, we'd love to hear from you on our website, 9.arts.com/jobs. We have postings and we'll continue to keep that updated. But we'd love to hear from you if you're interested in looking for a career change. And we're excited about the work that's happening on the West Coast.
Very cool. Oh.
Thank you so much, Martha. Thanks again, Jason. Thank you to the listeners for listening. We will talk again on Tuesday. Thanks.
Thank you.
This show is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's GABLmedia.com. You can help support what we're doing here by leaving a 5-star rating and a review on your preferred podcasting app. It helps others find us, and your support is the only way that this show grows. And don't forget to connect with us through our Facebook community, Instagram, and see the random thoughts and articles that we share on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you again for spending some time with us. Talk soon.
Calling all AEC professionals. Get ready for unparalleled professional insights with detailed and original podcasts by RCAT. This is the podcast that brings you the untold stories and lessons learned behind the design and delivery of a building project. Hey, it's Charisse Lakeside, aka the CSI Kraken, and your host. Join me as we dive deep into the tales of conflict, triumph, and sheer ingenuity.
Yeah, so when Serena was named for the, it was going to be named for the building, you know, we really were able to work with teams at Nike Branding and how to really infuse her influence and identity in the very public spaces.
Detailed features architects, engineers, builders, and manufacturers who spill the beans on the most complex, interesting, and downright odd building conditions they've encountered.
Another challenge of the shuttle is actually putting it in launch position is how you brace that seismically. It's really supported by only two pins at the base of the booster rockets. And there's a large base isolator that's underneath the shuttle that kind of prevents it from moving too much in an earthquake.
When you have 600 people or 300 people in a room, acoustically, you really need a high floor to floor so that you can have the right acoustic environment for people to be able to talk and that speech intelligibility is really good.
Every episode unveils lessons learned and connects you to the products you need to navigate similar challenges. Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Detailed today and be prepared for the unexpected on your next project. Every building has a story, and we are here to tell it.